Gina, you and your husband and baby are flying out later today.
Yes.
To show off your baby in New Orleans.
Yep. That's where my husband's from. So we're going to go introduce her to everybody down there.
Cool. Now, there's been, of course, a lot of rule changes about what you can and can't take on a plane.
Yeah.
Okay. So I thought I'd mention a couple things. You can guess whether or not you can take it on a plane or not.
Okay.
All right. Okay. A machete.
You wouldn't think so. No.
No, you can't.
Okay.
Are we talking like packing or like bringing like
bringing
a carry
it on with you?
Okay.
Carry on.
Okay. All right. A single knitting needle.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, my wife knits.
Yeah, but you can't take two.
But that's the only way you want them.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it would be more suspicious to have one knitting needle that you could use to stab somebody.
Yeah, that's what should be
not
allowed.
Because there's no other use for it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like having one chopstick. That's useless.
A can of gasoline.
If it's over 3 ounces, I don't think so.
No, you can't take this.
No.
A live lobster.
Oh.
No.
No, that's a,
yes,
that's
you can take a live lobster.
Live lobster?
What?
Yeah.
Emotional support lobster?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
if it's on a leash or can be stored in the seat in front of you.
What about a lobster that's like, you know, that
dead?
You want to eat? It's dead.
Well, you know, I don't know.
I don't know, that would smell.
That would suck. That would smell so bad.
Yeah, that would. Yeah, that'd be like putting fish in the microwave at work.
Right?
Snow globe.
If it's over 3 ounces,
if it's under 3.2 fluid ounces,
okay.
Yes.
All depends on the amount. It can't be a big snow globe.
An ant farm with ants in it.
Oh, no.
Yes, you can.
What?
No, they shouldn't.
A magic eight ball.
Yes.
Well, it depends on how much of that liquid is
there. Oh, my gosh.
No, you can't. Can't take
what?
A magic eight ball. Nail clippers.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yes.
I think you can.
You can now.
Just please don't clip your nails on the flight. That's gross.
Yeah, that is disgusting.
Handcuffs.
Yes,
you can take handcuffs.
For citizen's arrest.
a microwave oven.
No.
Yes, you can take that on.
But
that's
what?
Who would need that?
That would not fit under anything or in a overhead.
What?
Safety matches.
Okay, what's the difference between a safety match and a regular match?
It's just a book of matches.
Oh, it's a book.
Safety matches.
Yes.
I say no.
Yes, you can.
No.
Yeah. Human remains, cremated human remains.
Well, if it's in a decorative jar and they're chunky, yes.
Which was a story
going
a few
back
minutes
to
ago.
Minutes ago.
About a half hour ago, Gina said there was a lady. Was it like Goodlettsville or something?
Yeah, Hendersonville.
She bought something at Goodwill.
Had a Goodwill and had human remains in it. But yes, she could take that on a plane if she wanted to.
Oh, good to know, lady.
That makes sense because you don't want grandma to be in your luggage and then they lose your luggage.
Yeah,
Your
cremated relative, you don't have to buy an extra seat for him. So that's good.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Davidson County has released a scam alert saying people are getting emails and texts saying that they have parking tickets, and it sends you to a link to a website or a QR code that sends you to a fake site where they want to take your money. So they say, you know, be aware if you get an email that it has to end with, you know, TN. .org.
Okay.
So, you know, that way you know it's legitimate.
Yeah.
Just to be safe, I'm going to ignore any kind of fine or tickets that is issued to me.
Yes.
So, where are the happiest countries in the world? In the Norwegian part of the world.
Oh.
Makes
Finland
sense.
Is the happiest country in the world for like the ninth time in a row.
Jeez.
After that, Iceland, then Denmark at number 3. The U.S. is 23rd, Canada 25th, where they said, are you happy? And they said, yeah.
Kind of.
After I get my medication refill, I'll be happy. This is Woody. I went and got a new phone yesterday.
Woody has a phone that's new.
I had a iPhone 11, which people would look at me and go, oh, iPhone 11.
Yeah, you're barely into the double digits.
Yeah. So I upgraded. I have a iPhone 16 now, which is 5 better.
Sweet, yeah.
and the thing is, I am now, you can call me Woody, two phones Wood. I went to trade it out. Of course, they have that whole thing easily where they put everything on your new phone from your old phone.
Right.
But it says, okay, maybe everything won't go over right away. So the guy at the store was saying, you know, you have 30 days to turn in your old phone if you want to get credit for it.
So hold on to it and make
hold
sure.
Hold on to it to make sure everything goes. And so I'm glad he did, because I'm going on to the new phone, and I realized the old phone that I got in 2017, it was on an account that was used from an email that doesn't exist anymore.
Oh.
From an old radio station we used to work at.
Oh,
that
no.
That must remain nameless. And so I go in and it goes, okay, we'll send something to your email. I went like, oh, God, that doesn't exist anymore. I don't know how to get to it.
Oh,
and
no.
So I'm going like, oh, God, what am I going to do? So I go on there and I said, like, I called them back and I said, can you help me with this? And they go, oh, you may have to go to the Apple store.
And there's only like two in the whole state.
Yeah,
of
yeah. There's less and less of them all the time now.
Green Hills and Fifth
Cool Springs,
Broad.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one in town.
Is there one? Yeah, Cool Springs. Yeah. That's right.
And so I'm going like, oh, I don't want to do that. So I went on there and I actually was able to go in and change the email address.
Oh, good.
And I got an email from Apple and said, okay, we got your new email address. And we're going to check things out. We'll think about it.
Oh, because
so
you're suspicious.
Now, so I have my new phone that I can use for calling and texting. And my old phone I can use for everything else, apps and everything. Because it won't even let me into like Instagram or anything without giving my password for Apple.
Yeah, you probably can't like download any apps
now,
or anything.
And I'm going like, oh, maybe I should have got an Android phone. And people are going, no!
No, not the green text bubble! No!
I don't want to see your green text.
No.
Oh, my God.
Ick.
So for the time being, I'll be walking around with two phones like I'm on Breaking Bad.
Look
something.
At you, or you're like a celebrity. Like, oh, I use one for my close friends and family.
Yes,
and this is for my OnlyFans account.
Yes. Yes.
This is for my side chicks. I have all this different things over there.
I got two phones.
That was a rap song.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, because I heard about your struggles with Apple.
Yeah,
I thought, oh, my God, I don't want to go over
problem.
There. Because you had some issues that you had to be, you know, dealt with for a long time.
Yeah, hours and hours. Yeah. Still not fixed.
Yeah.
But you're like, you've got one's a walkie-talkie and the other one's for internet.
Yeah. So
fun. Yay.
I'll just wear them on two sides. Like, I'll put them in, like, holsters on both sides of my hips.
There you go.
That'll be good.
You get swagger.
Yeah, two phones. Yeah, that way the weight will be distributed well as I walk.
Feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
So, music's most famous phone number. You're welcome for that repeating in your head all day long.
That's right. Earworm, you can't do anything about it.
Yeah. So it now directs callers to a cancer helpline.
Really?
So if you call it, it's going to recommend this hotline. Tommy Two Tone, actually has a minor skin cancer.
Mm.
He also has a lot of family and friends that have been impacted with cancer. So he thought, you know, that's the least I can do to help somebody along their day. Nowadays, you can't really go anywhere without meeting somebody who either has it or is affected
Knows
by cancer.
Somebody.
Right.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool. It has like support systems, guidance, resources, things like that. So if you are affected by cancer, you can call that number. It's stuck in your head now. I know it.
That's right. It's not like you're going to forget it.
Yeah. And get some advice and resources.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Using his song, his one song for something really good.
Yep. If you want to find out more, you can go to the Totally Hits 93.3 or Woody and Jim Facebook page, or go to TotallyHitsNashville.com.
7 million people move to Middle Tennessee every day. At least it feels that way.
Yeah.
So a lot of people who are new to town, maybe you don't understand what we're saying.
Yeah, and it's not just like the accent, it's like the words.
Yeah.
Right.
We have different ways of referring to things.
Yes.
So that maybe, you know, outsiders don't know.
Gina, you found the words that outsiders might be confused by. Let's go through them just in case somebody's listening and needs to know, or we can just laugh.
Yes. So I don't know about you guys, but I was really hung up on this word when I first moved here.
Uh-huh.
So Southerners call a beanie, like something you wear on your head, a toboggan.
Yeah, that threw me the first time I came here, because growing up, a toboggan up north was something you rode down a snowy hill.
It was like a sled, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Same
so
for
you,
me.
Yeah. When you first move here, you go, why is somebody wearing a sled on their head?
Yeah. So I got in fights with like coworkers because I'm like, no, you ride a toboggan. You don't put it on your head. Yeah.
I don't use the term. I just use hat because yeah. I feel like it's a choking hazard just to say the word.
Yeah.
And you want to say hat.
Yeah. Yeah. You get a free toboggan when you buy a vape in East Nashville, by the way.
Yes. And then shopping carts are referred to as buggies down here.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It does?
Yeah, buggy.
If you're
you never heard that before?
An 80-year-old woman.
I've heard it, but I don't know how it's a buggy.
Well, yeah, when you get your buggy, you go into Piggly Wiggly.
Which are extinct now too.
If you're 80.
I don't know. I just followed my mom wherever she went.
Yeah, that's something from like an old movie.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. It's a shopping cart. You put things in it.
It's a buggy.
Yeah. And then people would go out to lunch and they'd go to Meat and Threes. Now that is like a.
That's a fantastic discovery.
Yes, yes, it's very good. But they're like little stores or like lunch spots where you get like a meat, like a
you get a
brisket,
a protein of some kind, yeah.
And then three sides, which are also called fixins down here.
Yeah.
So there's a two for one, Meat and Three and fixins.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So
outsiders helping you adapt by learning these things.
Yeah. And then everybody's favorite, cattywampus, which I actually knew this before moving down here.
I'm not familiar with cattywampus.
I know what it is, but I don't know for sure.
Okay.
Like everything's crazy?
Yes, yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
Things are going like askew, going badly, or like in the wrong direction.
Well, that so describes pretty much the whole world right now. So.
Yes, yes, the world is cattywampus at the moment.
Things be cattywampus right now.
That's right.
Yes.
Live from cattywampus, we'll have Gender Wars coming up next. It is Gender Wars time. The game is sponsored by Tree Fellers. Need some trees out of the way? They can help you out. They're insured, bonded, all that good kind of stuff. Go to localtreefellers.com. All right, for the guys, we have Daniel in St. Joseph. For the ladies, we have Allison in Mount Pleasant. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Right. Good luck to both of you. We have a get acquainted question for you.
Daniel, last time you lost your keys, where were they?
They were in my car.
Were you able to get into the car to get them?
So, yeah, the car was unlocked.
Allison, what about you? The last time you lost your keys, where were they?
I had the same answer. So.
Oh, my gosh.
You know where mine fall? In that impossible space in your car between your seat and the center console.
So the car would start and drive because you had the push button, but then you couldn't lock it or leave.
Or get into your house.
I can't leave my car ever.
All right. You each have a screw if you need it. Let's go.
Here we go. Allison, multiple choice. Is the Grapefruit League what they call the baseball spring training teams who practice in Florida, Hawaii, or Puerto Rico?
Florida.
Florida.
Woo!
Right. Good start.
Okay, Daniel. Is The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives a reality show on Hulu, Peacock, or Netflix?
Netflix.
Ah, Hulu.
Mm.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, Allison, take a big lead here. What do they sell at Napa stores?
Car stuff?
Yeah, car stuff.
There you go.
Parts. Car parts. She's up 2-0. Daniel, you need this one to stay in the game.
All right, you got it, Daniel. What Nashville mall is home to Restoration Hardware and Nordstrom?
Opry Mills.
No. No. Green Hills. No.
Fancier?
Yeah, the snootier one. Oh, and we're done so quick.
Dang.
Allison, you are the winner.
Well done. Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
All right, here's a pretty common problem right now, and we found ourselves being trapped by this, going, oh, damn, that was AI?
Yeah. You know, I've been trying to, like, add really positive, happy things to my feeds.
Yes.
Sure.
So, like, one of them was like, oh, my God, these people have an otter as their pet.
Yeah.
They have Ollie the otter.
It is adorable.
And he's a beautiful, unbelievably cute pet. He's, like, eating strawberries. Oh, he's taking a bath. And then after probably about 10 videos, looked at him like, wait, maybe he doesn't look at. Oh, he is AI.
He's AI.
Oh. He's not real.
Yeah, I've been fooled by those before. And sometimes you'll see something like, oh, look, an eagle came to the back door and wants me to follow it to its nest so I can save the eggs. And then it came back and befriended me. And they came back with all the little eagles. It's like, yeah, that was all made up.
You guys have nice AI well, animal videos. Mine are all like alligators about to eat a kid and sharks chomping at arms and stuff.
I get lots of sharks, too. You know, where people jumping in and out of the mouths and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or a seal that's trying to escape a shark jumping into somebody's boat.
Right. Like, these just wild. Yeah, mine are not nice.
I think I honestly think the algorithm knows that you're a new mom, so they know you're full of fear, so they're just going to give you things that you fear.
They're fear-mongering.
Yeah.
Baby animals in trouble.
Yeah, as if I'm not already, like, freaked out enough.
Yeah, this day and age, I always try to, you know, on Instagram or TikTok or anything, I say, less politics, more puppies.
Yeah. Same.
Less war, show me nature.
Yes.
Yeah. But sometimes it's all like, oh, I fell for that one again.
Yes.
Like when the AI first started getting good, like a year or two ago, I remember my wife showing me, like, look at this giant snake in the Amazon.
Oh, yes. Those, like, big, big ones.
Yeah, it was, like, almost the size of the entire river itself.
Yeah.
It looks like it could swallow a boat, and we're like, that's AI.
Yeah.
Thank God it's AI.
Thank God. Yeah, that's one of the few times we're like,
good job, AI. You got us. Thank you.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So the most popular dog in America, what is it? What is it? For the ninth year in a row, it's the French Bulldog.
Really? Ah.
Yes, one of the breeds that can't breathe.
By design.
Yeah.
That's probably why it's so popular, because they keep having to buy them.
They're so rare because they die. The Golden Retriever is coming in at number two, which is everybody loves a Golden Retriever.
Yeah.
Everybody says they always have the best dog, and everyone's right.
It's March. That means March Madness is here. I love it. I'm so excited. My family and I do brackets all the time, so we thought it'd be fun to bring a bracket to you so you can play against me and Woody and Jim. If you go to our website, totallyhitsnashville.com/basketball, you can fill out your own bracket.
Nice.
There's some Tennessee teams in it. Vandy plays on March 19th. Tennessee plays on March 20th. And TSU plays on March 20th as well.
I think this year the Harlem Globetrotters are going all the way.
Yeah, they have a good shot.
All right. That's how much I know, so I'll be easy to beat.
You know what? Gina's the only person that invited me to do a bracket this year out of anybody I know. So I'm one of the sad people that says, thanks, Gina, for putting this together.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's going to be so fun. So come play with us. It's just for fun. Yeah.
Thanks for making us feel included.
TotallyHitsNashville.com/basketball.
Very cool. What are we waking up to today? We of course, it was hot. Then it was cold. Then it was hot again. Then we had storms. We had wind. There's an inch of pollen on everything. And gas is $3,000 a gallon. So.
All right.
Pretty much situation normal.
Everything's great.
There is a little bit of good news. Remember Punch, the monkey? The sad monkey in the Japanese zoo?
He was getting bullied by the other monkeys.
And his only friend was a stuffed monkey that they gave him from IKEA.
Yeah.
Apparently now he has started to make friends.
Ooh.
And video proof, he has a girlfriend.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Punch the monkey.
Yeah, I guess the girl is named Momo-chan.
Ooh.
And oddly enough, the monkey, his girlfriend, is the same color as his stuffed monkey.
Oh, did he manifest his girlfriend by hanging out with the IKEA stuffed monkey?
So he had a fake girlfriend, and now
he's got a real girlfriend. Oh, yes. They've been playing and cuddling and smooching a little bit.
Aww.
You know, little monkey kisses.
He has a type.
We love a happy ending.
He has a type.
I've been seeing social media of the zoo where he lives.
Yeah.
That they were not doing well. And then since Punch became an international viral video sensation, that the lines to get into that zoo are huge. They're just coming to see Punch.
Yeah.
Probably,
Which is great. See?
Wow.
A monkey that can breathe in the world altogether.
Right?
What are we doing the rest of the day, guys?
I'm just meeting a friend for lunch at a Mexican restaurant in Mount Juliet.
Nice.
Ooh, fun.
I'm going over to my son's house tonight to see him and his wife and my grandkids. Me and Melissa are going to go over there for dinner. Haven't seen them for a while, so that'll be fun.
Oh, yeah, really fun.
And you have big plans?
I do. I'm catching a flight in a couple hours. me, my husband, and our daughter are going down to see his side of the family. First time, so we're going to introduce her again to crawfish boil and some barbecue chicken and nice. Things like that. Yeah.
Baby's first crawfish.
Aww. Good luck flying.
I know. Yes.
Yeah, it's an prayer. Adventure these days.
Yeah. Not easy.
We'll be praying for you.
Thank you.
Catch you back here tomorrow morning.